This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace, by HaRav Shalom Arush. We're learning together in the Hebrew version. We're in chapter 7 on page 161. This chapter of Arush is telling us a couple of stories. We're in the middle of the story that we started last time we met, that spoke about a couple that came to him with severe problems in Shalom Bayit. Rav Arush said, it's quite common that couples would come to me with Shalom Bayit problems, but this one was a bit different. This one I saw immediately that the wife was not interested in hearing any more about Shalom Bayit and how to fix the marriage. She came to me, she told me, for one reason only, that I would persuade her husband to give her a get. She said, we'd been to a lot of counseling, many, many rabbis, and I wouldn't have even come to this meeting. But when I heard that we were meeting Harav, and I knew that my husband values your opinion highly, I thought this was an opportunity to actually get a get. Because I would speak to you, the Rav, and you'll persuade him to give me a get. So the Rav saw that he had no chance speaking to the woman. She was already made her mind up. Everything was clear. So what did he do? So he pulled the man aside and said to him, you've got one chance and one chance only. And that is to start doing 1 hour hizbodedut a day only on the subject of Shalom Bayit and praying on your wife. Pray on your wife that Hashem will turn her heart around and that things will change. And he had never done hizbodedut before. After 2 months, the wife arranges a meeting to see Rav Arush and comes to see Rav Arush and says to the Rav, I can't believe it. My husband has completely changed. You don't understand. My husband used to be a man of anger. He would break things and curse and shout. And now he has patience, and she is shocked, and she wants to. She's now considering coming back to be back together with him. So the Rav continues. Yatsati me'a pegisha. I left that meeting. And anyone who saw me would have been convinced that I'd gone mad, says the Rav. Hitchalti ladaber imatzmi b'hitpalut. I started to speak to myself in great hitpalut, wonder. May I koach shalit badadut, of the power of hitbadadut, shayiti edlo, that I was witness to. But amarti latzmi, and I said to myself, the person who has Shai Hibodidut, is a Gan Eden Yelo. What a Gan Eden he can have. Bolam Hazer in this world, Ubalam Haba, and in the next world. There's nothing that you can't achieve in Hibodidut. And this guy is new to Hibodidut. He just started. And within 2 months, he managed to completely turn around what was otherwise an irretrievable marriage breakdown. Only through 1 hour of prayer a day. So we see the power of Hibodidut. Ki afshiva vadai ra'iti arbeh mi'isim. Because even though, for sure, I've seen a lot of miracles, shel tefillah of Hibodidut, of prayer in Hibodidut, b'malach hashanim, in the duration of the years. Ulam, however, kan ra'iti et ha'mi'isim b'tzura mukhashit b'yoteh. Here I saw miracles in a form which was mukhashit b'yoteh. From feeling, like very powerful, touch it, or hush it, in a very physical, no, very real,
tangible,
in a very tangible way. Yofi, tangible is good. Misha lo ra'ayata shinui, anyone who didn't see the difference. Shechaba Isha, in the wife, has this way, lo yachol lahavin, would not understand. It was a situation which was closed and sealed. Shekava shanim lo mishtaneh, which for years had not changed. Rabbis, advisors, etc. Klum lo azar, nothing had helped. Ad she'aval kibela atzmo, until the husband accepted upon himself that asot sha'a hibbodedut kol yom, to do 1 hour of hibbodedut every day. Chot v'lo yavor, a law that he would not pass, right? He kept to it every single day. But as, and so, hakol ishtana, everything changed. Akshav, hizo hamid bayeshet mipanav, now she is the one embarrassed of him, of his savlanot, his patience, his love for her, even though she was still attacking him. And she was embarrassed for having attacked him when she saw that, why am I attacking this wonderful man, and he spoke patience and he's just putting up with everything and he's just listening to me and he's just accepting it, and he's, why is he accepting it all? And in the past he would shout back at me and get angry with me, and right now, because now he's got anybody to do it, so now he's broken those bad midot. She praised her husband and his midot, hatovot, his good midot, v'hi kavah mukhana l'shalom bayit, and she was now prepared to have shalom bayit with her husband. Lachem kol echad shekabel al atzmo, therefore everyone that accepts upon himself lasot b'chol yom sha'a hibbodedut, to do an hour hibbodedut every day, chok b'lo yavor, a rule that you do not break, who is care shekol ha'chaim shelo yishtanu, he will merit that all of his life will change. Min ha'ketza la'ketza, from one end to the other. Doesn't matter how bad you are, where you're holding, where we're holding, where I'm holding, an hour of hibbodedut every day change everything from one extreme to the other. Lifamim.
And I pray. I mean, I wish they half hour to keep the eyes. I was counting the. When you pray every day half hour.
Yeah.
So around 5 years. Yeah. You have 40 days. 40 days.
Oh yeah. Yafe.
Day and night, like Moshe Rabbeinu.
Nachon. Yafe. 5 years.
Every day half hour.
Yeah, 40 days.
5 years.
Every
day an hour.
40 days.
Every day an hour.
Or.
Half an hour.
Yeah, or just do 40 days straight and then cut out the 5 years.
Okay, do you night. 24 hours.
So all right, so everyone should do.
Amazing, right?
What
5 years,
no? No, hold on. What the Rav said yesterday, you do 1 minute every day, just 1 minute. By the time you get to Rosh Hashanah, 6 hours. Davening for 6 hours just by doing 1 minute a day. Amazing. Yofi. Lifamim, sometimes. Ro'im shekol hadrachot b'shalom bayit b'chol ha'etzot. Sometimes we see that all of the instruction, the guidance in shalom bayit, and all of the good advice could go on, for example, makom rishon, to put your wife in first place, b'li ha'arot, never to criticize, kavod ha'isha, to give your wife honor and respect, v'od v'od, etc. Einam mo'edim b'shumma. We see sometimes, but they don't work. They don't help. For whatever reason. But in my lives who got, there came to me a couple, in Bayot Kashot Ma'od, with very difficult problems. And Masaprim Li Ala Bayot, Shel Shalom Bayot, they told me about their problems in Shalom Bayot. Shelichora Lo Muvan Lama Yish Lahem Otan. And apparently it wasn't understandable, it wasn't clear why they should have those problems. Vadai Imani Ro'er, so certainly if I see that the husband has bad midot, bad attributes, or he doesn't honor his wife, which you're saved by them, things like that, I guide them in that way, but in many cases I speak to very nice couples, very good couples, Sheshnehem mishtadlim rotsim shalom bayit. That both of them are making an effort and they want shalom bayit. Rabbal mishtadel latet mashet sarit lishto. The husband tries to give what is needed to give to the wife. Mishtadel lehitnecheg b'derech eretz. He tries to act with in an appropriate manner. Vayisha gami mitzida, and also the wife from her side. She invests what is needed into the relationship. And after all this, in any event, they still don't manage to get on together. They don't have shalom bayit, but and their life is full of suffering and sorrow. Inshallah, Hishela, therefore the question remains, what is the problem over here? Apparently we have here two adult individuals, Ratzinim, serious, Im Ratzon Tov, with a good will, Latzliach B'chaim, to succeed in life, Hamashutafim, life together, Im Nechonot Lashkia, Bishvil Shalom Bayit, Ekol Hamamatsim, and if they are prepared to invest what is necessary, the necessary effort in their shalom bayit, madua ein lahem shalom bayit? Why don't they have shalom bayit? Good question. What's not okay here? Ha'im hem lo zivug mishamayim. Maybe you could say they're not married from heaven, right? They weren't meant to be together. This is not. Maybe you could say that. Maybe they're just simply not suitable for one another. What's the reason? The answer is this. That everything is okay with them. They are for sure a marriage from heaven. Right? We learned the principle and it holds true. If you got married under a chuppah with your wife, you're married from heaven. Right? No doubt about it. It's what heaven decreed, that's why you're under the chuppah. If heaven didn't decree it, you wouldn't be under the chuppah. So once you're there, that's what Hashem wants. So for sure it is from Shemayim. And they are the most suitable for each other.
But only the first marriage.
No, even the second marriage, anything that happened. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's your I don't know, your bashert. Whatever it happens, it means that Hashem wanted it. Even the second marriage, Hashem wants you to marry that woman. So you now have to do another tikkun because you messed up the first time, so it's going to be harder. But Hashem wants you to be with this woman now, and then fix it from this way.
So, and if you put the effort in, it will be fixed.
Nachon. We have the proof here in front of Baruch Hashem. Tov, habayahi she'al hazivug hazeh shorim dinim. So Rav Arish tells us now what's going on here. The answer is, the problem is that on this couple, the rests dinim, judgments, heavenly judgments. That's why they don't have shalom bayit. By dinim halalu makalkalim lahem et shalom bayit, and these judgments are wrecking their shalom bayit. B'niva et vareinu, and we will explain now our words. Right, I'll explain now what that means. So, in a nutshell, they're doing everything that says in the book. They're trying hard. They're being serious. And it's still not working. What's going on? So if they genuinely are putting in the effort, and Rav Arish says in some cases they actually do, so there's a different reason why they don't have shalom bayit. And it's because of dinim. He's going to explain now what it means that they have dinim. Tzrichim ledaat, we need to know, shebechol yom danim et ha'adam beveit din shel mala, that every day a person is judged in the beit din in heaven. Al kol mashvotav diborav v'masav, on all his thoughts, his words, and his deeds. It's not only after 120 years when you go upstairs that you get the judgment on you. Every single day we are judged in the heavenly courts, 24 heavenly courts that apply once every halachic hour. Right? And they judge what's going on down here. If we're going to have a good day today, we're not having a good day, you wake up. You're having a good day, you haven't done anything yet. Why should I wake up with a bad mood? Why should I wake up in a good mood? Because I have judgments going on me from heaven. right? Result of merit, that means Sheshoftim oto al kol prat uprat. It means that they judge a person on every detail and every detail. Mehamasim sha'asa ba'oto ayom. From the things that he did that day. Al kol diborav umashotav. And on all his words and his thoughts. Unfortunately, guys. Yes. All the words and all the thoughts too. Because you're right. It's not they have mercy on us. Because that is Hashem, otherwise we'd all be in trouble. But they still judge us. Rav Nachman, I think, said, "Talk now, I can't remember." Anyway, "Kishuroyim she'ava ezo aveira." When they see that a person made an aveira, made a sin, or asa ezo avla, chas v'shalom, or did something wrong, chas v'shalom, azay shochim lo yisurin, so they send him suffering, almanat lo areoto, in order to wake him up. Sheyesh biyado aveira, to tell him he's got an aveira, shetzirich hula tekana, that he needs to fix, lashuva teshuva aleha, and he needs to make shuva. Right? They're not sending us punishments. You did something wrong, you're going to get smacked. Heavenly Court is sending us wake-up calls to remind us to fix that problem and to do teshuva. That's the purpose. It's not to punish. You know, Hashem's not in the business of punishing because it makes him feel good to punish. Only does something with a positive reason, only because he loves us. So all the suffering we have, we experience it as suffering. But in truth, it's given to us as a big kindness to wake us up. But it still means that we're going to suffer. When we do an aveira, there's no suffering without a prior transgression. Right? We get the suffering as a result. But we feel it as suffering. Yes?
I read a book about Rabbi Nathan.
Yeah.
He suffered so much in his life.
Yes. So the suffering of the tzaddikim is different. Rav Nathan was for sure a tzaddik gamor, yeah. Right? Right. That the tzaddik beyond, right? Just be in comparison to Rabbi Nachman, he was Talmid, he was just his Talmid, but he's a tzaddik gamor. So his suffering is not our suffering.
But he cleaned himself. Don't know what it was his life before. I understand. He writes in his book too. He said it's better to suffer him when you come to suffer again.
Right.
So, okay, I understand because he may have a mission. He won't split Nachman's books, so the evil side.
No, that's not the only reason. To be a tzaddik means to take on a lot of suffering that a normal person doesn't take on.
Maybe he took the trouble for us.
Nachman, is the life suffering.
We have easy life. We can go on the bookstore and can buy Rabbi Nachman.
My wife was
there.
There was different, but it was because he's a tzaddik, not because he was a Breslover, but because he was a tzaddik. The tzaddik can take on different suffering. My wife was in Uman last week. She heard from someone there that Rav Berland, the Baba Elazar, and another Rav took upon themselves suffering for Am Yisrael. Baba Elazar died. Rav Berland and he took up death. He accepted it. Rav Berland and another Rav that she mentioned took upon themselves exile. To be exiled for Am Yisrael. And the second Rav couldn't stand in that test and told Rav Berland that he couldn't stand. So Rav Berland accepted it upon himself, and because he accepted upon himself, this other guy's exile as well. So Rav Berland's suffering turned into an exile plus Bizyonot. So he took on both. So the Sadikim. And that's saving us in ways we have no clue. So the Sadikim are really they're doing tikkunim. When they're doing tikkunim, that means they're fixing and helping all of Am Yisrael. They've already fixed themselves, and now they're helping fix other people.
Maybe we do this too. But Rabbi Ephrosi, maybe we also do the
Nachon. So everyone has within them an element of the tzaddik. So you have a tzaddik in you, and I have a tzaddik in me, and that part which is in us of the tzaddik depends on how big that is. We also take upon ourselves the suffering and difficulties for other people too. Right? To the extent that each one... But once you're in the category of tzaddik, then that's really most of it, because you clean yourself up. You're not doing any avarice. Rav Natan wasn't doing any avarice, so why was he getting suffering from heaven? Right? So it's a different rule then. We're not talking that he was suffering because he had avarice. You were talking suffering because he was doing he's doing a huge thing.
You mentioned that you have suffering and not avarice.
Okay. So he says here, so we're getting judged every day. Kalolo Shadaba, the sum of the matter is Kasha Adam Nitsa Chayab Beitin. When a person finds himself guilty in Beitin, Al Eida Dvar Shahu Chatabo, on something that he made a sin in, Azai Yesh Alav Din, then there is upon him a din, a judgment, the judgment resting over his head. Radin Hazem It Labesh Bechomi Neitvalim, and this judgment can be clothed in all types of things, Liaseoto, to cause him to suffer. In order to wake him up. Ki kol minei dvarim sheba'olam kulam yicholim l'shamesh lecha, because all the things in the world are able to help for, are able to do this job. Right? Hashem controls the entire world, so the entire world is able to be the sheliach to send me that suffering, that message. Ulekulam uchanim v'omdim liyot shluchim. Just what I said. Everything can be a shaliach to send you that suffering. Kama shekatuv, like it says in Tehillim, Lamishpatecha amdu hayom ki akol avadecha. Your judgments stand today, and everything is your servant. Right? The whole world is your servant. Everything is here to serve you, Hashem. Shepurisho ka sheh yesh lot din al adam. What does that mean? It means that when there's a judgment on a person, as I call haburim hanimsaim, that all of the creations, Kulam amdim u'mochanim, everyone is standing ready, u'muzmanim, liyot shluchim, to be a shaliach, l'makom l'vatzei et hadin, in order to fulfill the din, chas v'shalom. Top. Al pi rov, most of the time, dinim elu mitlabshim b'v'nei habayit. Most of the time, these judgments are clothed within, they're carried out by, they're clothed within, B'nei Habayit, the members of your household. Most times, the judgments on you, they are carried out through the members of your household. Right? If you need to get an ear bashing, it's going to come. You need to get a rebuke, it's going to come through the members of your household. Most of the time. Help you up. Most of the time, that's how Hashem uses someone close to you to give you what you need. Right, it's much better that it comes someone close to you. You're likely to get to it. You're likely not to get upset. You're likely to take it a lot better. Some random person comes up to you in the street and says, "You've got to work on your attitude, man. You know, you're right. You're going to dismiss him. Who are you? And then you're going to start fighting with him. And you talk to me to tell him, right? But if your wife tells you, so you've got to accept it. You've got a chance then. At least, Baruch Hashem, you've got a small chance of accepting it and hopefully learning the lesson, right? If you're lucky.
I told you the story, and it was my difficulty. I stopped when the street and said it's your time.
Right, so you got some ties also from the man in the street.
I was a little bit.
If we can wake up from a man in the street, so what
if
I'm upset? But Tosa'ah he sheyesh rivim, and the result of this is that when the yisurim, the judgments are clothed within members of your household, the result is that there are arguments, machlokot, disputes, but odd yisurim b'bayit, and other suffering, additional suffering in the house. Mizeh ba'im ha'beh mi'bayot shalom bayit, and from this arises a lot of problems shalom bayit sheyish nambalat that are in the world. Mechamet shemakor hasichsochim halalu u'ach berach mechamet sheyish din, and since the origin, the source of these arguments is only in the fact that there is judgment. Therefore, we don't understand what exactly happened. The husband just says a small word to his wife, and suddenly from this, there's an explosion. It's only because there is judgment on this home. And they are clothed in the most simple thing. Most simple thing is shalom bayit. And if there's a judgment on the husband, maybe on the wife too, because she also suffers at the same time. Then, out of nowhere, for no apparent reason, you can have your wife can explode and get angry at you. And I didn't do anything. I just came home. I've been nice to you. I've been helping out. And what's happened? The truth is, I have dinim. I have judgments on me. Not from right now. From yesterday. From even before that. That Hashem has given me a chance to do teshuva. Right, a judgment hanging over me doesn't mean that necessarily the din is going to be carried out. It may mean that it's been hanging over me for a while. I just yet haven't done the shuvah, and finally Hashem says, Tov, you've had enough time, you still haven't fixed it. You've got to have the judgment. So out of the blue, apparently, but it's true, the truth is I'm just getting paid back now for that judgment that I still didn't fix.
I have one show, there's a man, all the neighborhood say, careful with this man.
Yeah.
Always complain, like, give you a man. So every time, when I come, he comes out of the house, I say, okay, Tov. For him, it's so hard to say, okay. I didn't say, okay. And he's now quiet. You know. I don't know when he'll explode. Everything was going on. There's people, yes, Hashem go and there's because.
They use him. Hashem uses him.
Use them, yeah.
All right, he's not the one giving Bizayon. Right. Hashem is. Yeah, yeah. He uses people who are.
I tried to. Before he always smiles, I say, okay.
Right.
So I tried to.
Try.